Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, June 4th. You'll be interested to know, 36 years ago today, in 1989, the United States Congress approved the 19th Amendment to the Constitution, granting women the right to vote. This monumental decision marked a significant victory for the women's suffrage movement, culminating decades of advocacy and struggle. The amendment's passage paved the way for its ratification by the states, ultimately enfranchising women across the nation and reinforcing the principles of equality and democracy. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 62 degrees with 9 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 8:16 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:07. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny skies today with a high around 88 and a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear conditions with a low of 63 and gentle winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Wednesday will be at 6:45 with the low tide at 1. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 60 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Thursday with a high near 92 and a light southwest wind. Friday brings a chance of rain and thunderstorms with a high near 83. Saturday looks cloudy with likely showers and thunderstorms at a high near 76. Sunday will have a chance of rain with a high near 75, and nights will be mostly cloudy with lows in the upper 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, train service through East Boston was temporarily halted by the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority on Monday evening after a sinkhole emerged on a bridge above the railroad tracks. At approximately 5:30 p.m., the agency suspended Blue Line trains while inspections were conducted on the bridge between Wood Island and Orient Heights stations. Shuttle buses were deployed to replace train service between Logan Airport and Suffolk Downs until around 6:40 p.m. Following the resumption of service, trains operated at reduced speeds as crews made repairs to the bridge. Now on to sports. As June approaches, Major League Baseball's trade deadline looms, offering contending teams a chance to enhance their rosters, while non-contenders look to rebuild for the 2026 season. Currently, 9 teams are expected to become sellers, including the Rockies, White Sox, Pirates, Athletics, Orioles, Marlins, Angels, Nationals, and Diamondbacks. Players like Ryan O'Hearn and Cedric Mullins from the Orioles, along with Zach Gallen and Merrill Kelly from the Diamondbacks, could attract interest. With potential trades on the horizon, teams face pivotal decisions ahead. In local sports, last night at Fenway, the Red Sox dropped a close one to the Angels, 4-3 in 10 innings. The Sox tied it up in the 6th with a homer from Rafael, but the Angels clinched it with a run in the 10th. Kelly took the loss, while Detmers earned the save for Los Angeles. Despite out-hitting the Angels with 10 hits to 8, the Sox couldn't capitalize, standing at 29 wins and 34 losses. Tomorrow afternoon, the Sox face the Angels at Fenway for the final game of this 3-game series. Lucas Giolito takes the mound for Boston with a 4.78 ERA, while Jose Soriano starts for Los Angeles with a 1.48 ERA. First pitch is at 1:35, with sunny skies and a warm 83 degrees expected. In top news, a new study suggests that Earth's core is literally leaking gold. While most of the planet's precious metals lie hundreds of miles beneath the surface, scientists have discovered a particular isotope of ruthenium in volcanic rock samples. This indicates that precious metals are oozing from the core into the mantle, which comprises 84% of Earth's volume. Researchers developed new procedures to detect microscopic markers, confirming that material from the core is rising to the surface. This research supports geological theories about oceanic islands and opens up a new perspective on Earth's inner dynamics. In business news, major automakers are urgently seeking solutions to China's control over rare earth magnets, which could threaten their production lines. With fears of imminent shutdowns, companies are exploring options like relocating parts manufacturing to China or shipping motors there for magnet installation. China recently mandated export permits for these critical materials, which are essential for electric vehicle motors and other automotive functions. Automakers are also looking for alternative sources in Europe and Asia, but these may not meet current demand. Without immediate action, production delays and shutdowns could become a reality for the industry. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $106,000. Ethereum is up 1% to just over $2,600. And Goetzius Maximus is down 2% to 12 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A captivating new study suggests that human intelligence may have roots in gravitational waves. First detected in 2015, these waves play a crucial role in life on Earth. The study highlights how gravitational waves from binary neutron star collisions ejected heavy elements essential for forming Earth's molten core. This process not only created our planet's magnetosphere, but also initiated plate tectonics, enabling evolution. Lead author Bernard Schutz explains that these explosions are responsible for the elements that shaped life. As scientists advance detection tools, they aim to explore the cosmic connections that lead to our existence. Entertainment news. The sixth installment in the Karate Kid franchise, Karate Kid Legends, has officially premiered, although critics have mixed feelings. Despite this, fans are enjoying the film, which features beloved characters like Jackie Chan as Mr. Han and Ralph Macchio as Daniel LaRusso, alongside new student Ben Wang as Lai Fong. Director Jonathan Entwistle emphasized that this movie is not a Cobra Kai film, but rather a continuation within the Karate Kid universe. While a post-credit scene includes Johnny Lawrence, watching Cobra Kai is not necessary. However, the series remains wildly entertaining and worth the watch. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American suffragist and social reformer, Susan B. Anthony. And she said, "Mend their rights and nothing more. women, their rights, and nothing less. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.